Chapter 2. Friends. What shall I pack, Avi? How long is the journey to the top of Mount Amarant? Do I need tools, weapons, cookpots?
So many questions, Avi chuckled. Do you remember what I told you, Sharita? Eternal One has designed a unique path for you. You must perceive it in your own heart and follow the way he will show you. Your journey could be days, months, even years.
Then how can I know what to pack? Sharita was feeling quite anxious.
Why did you pick up the invitation? Asked Avi.
Because I felt something stirring me in my heart.
That is how you will know what to pack, said Avi. Eternal One will speak to you what to take. He alone knows what you need.
After Avi left, Sharita began glancing around their cottage. Oddly, she felt drawn to certain objects the same way she felt drawn to the invitation. Some were common items, a wool blanket, fire starter, tin cup. Others were rather peculiar, a silver bracelet, flute, a round flat stone she could hide in the palm of her hand. She gathered all the items she felt drawn toward, then closed her pack. All anxiety disappeared. She was now ready. The next morning, Avi walked his daughter to the base of Mount Amarant.
Keep the parchment close to your heart. Read it daily. Eternal One will instruct you in the way you should go. He will guide you, keeping his eye on you. Remember, truth never appears as deception, but deception always appears as truth. Stay alert.
Avi stood by the stone bench watching his daughter until she was just a tiny speck. As he turned toward home, he heard the familiar coo of the dove as it brushed past him, quieting his troubled heart.
Sharita, wait up! Eldar! Desiree! Sharita shouted as she saw the two friends running up the mountainside. Are you climbing all the way up to the Eternal One?
We are, said Eldar excitedly. I wanted to delay the journey until after my apprenticeship to the swordsmith, but every time I passed the invitations, I felt more and more uneasy, like a dark storm cloud was forming overhead. I somehow knew I needed to let the apprenticeship go for now.
What about you, Desiree? Asked Sharita.
I've climbed all the other peaks around our village and wanted to give this one a try. Plus, I heard Eldar was climbing and thought it would be fun to have a hiking partner.
She glanced at him fondly. The trio soon came to a fork on the trail. The north-facing path was dark, damp, and rocky, wrapping around a mountain. The other path was a wide, direct route to the top. Sharita opened the invitation, hoping for some guidance. She, with Eldar beside her, silently studied its words.
A guide will appear, they both said aloud in unison and laughed at the coincidence.
Desiree was not amused.
We sure could use a guide right now, sighed Eldar.
What for? Chimed in Desiree. It's clear as day which path to take. I can see the top of the mountain up this path, and there's no obstructions. In fact, I could probably get there in a few hours, she claimed, tugging at Eldar's arm. Come on, I'm sure that this is the way. I've led many hiking groups up other trails. I'll be the guide.
She urged Eldar, assuring him of her expertise.
That's probably why Eternal One had me come.
Sharita was studying the parchment.
A guide will appear along the way, it read. Desiree was already with them.
I don't think that's what Eternal One meant, stated Sharita.
As she folded the parchment, she heard the soft cooing of a dove perched on the limb of a tree at the head of the rocky path. Her decision was made.